Poppy's Hero by Rachel Billington. Read by Joan Walker. Part 1. Heathrow Airport, London. A big man with red curly hair is coming through the customs hall. He walks past the duty officers with a swagger. He even smiles a little. One of the officers beckons him over, crooking his forefinger. The man freezes for a moment, then looks round as if he hopes they want someone else behind him. The officer takes a step towards him. Two more officers appear from behind a screen. One is armed. The man looks down at the large black suitcase he is pulling. There's another smaller case on top. He seems to have lost several inches in height and his smile has gone for good. The three men close round him.
Would you mind coming this way, sir?
It isn't a question. Arriving passengers edge quickly past the little group as if whatever the man has might be catching. The light in the hall is silver green, and perhaps that is why the man's face has turned from ruddy pink to sickly grey. Or perhaps the light has nothing to do with it. Chapter 1. Poppy woke with flashing lights whirling round her head.
"Don't, Dad, I'm awake!"
She opened her eyes to prove it and saw first the red and green lights in the glass globe and then her mother's grey staring eyes magnified by the glass.
"Where's Dad?"
It was Dad, Big Frank, who had had the idea of holding the globe above her head to wake her up. He was like that, that's why she called him Big Frank. He was larger than life, always having fun trying to surprise. It felt silly when Poppy's mum tried to play games. Maybe being Polish meant she had a different sense of humour.